Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart, Living and Dying. Luke chapter 9, verse 24. Whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. It seems as though people are constantly looking for ways to expand their life and extend their life, to find more joy in life, and all too often the things they seek, they never find, because they're looking in all the wrong places. They want to spend themselves on those things that are physical, those things that will not last, those promises of eternal youth that will never come to fruition. There are those who have had facelift so much so that their whole attitude seems to be, their facade seems to be warped out of shape. They've had so many facelifts that they don't even look like a normal person anymore. All for the sake of trying to hold on to youth. Age gracefully. Let the wrinkles be rewards for a life that is lived to the full. And I do not mean giving ourselves to the things that bring pleasure, but giving ourselves to serving others. Some of the most joyous people I have ever known are those who are covered with wrinkles, who have gone through the agony of losing loved ones, but with joy because they knew that those loved ones are waiting for them in eternity with the Lord. When we want to save our life, we give it to the Lord and say, Lord, this day I give to you. I will live it for you. If I live, I live for the Lord. If I die, I go to be with the Lord. What more could we ever ask for? Whether we live or whether we die, it means that we have purpose. If we have life on this side of eternity, it's that we are here to serve God in whatever way that He brings across our pathway. If we are to breathe our last and go to be with the Lord, that is gain. Whether we live or whether we die, it's to live and be with and for the Lord. Don't hold on to the things that will pass away, but hold on to the things that will last forever. Whether we live or whether we die, let us do so for the purpose of serving the Lord and being a blessing in His cause. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we can't even express in words what it really means to be your servant. Thank you for giving us the opportunity of being used by you in whatever way we are used. I pray that our words might be your words, no matter how halting they may be, that our giving might be as unto the Lord, that our serving might be for the sake of expanding the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying and a needy world. Open our eyes to see the opportunities that you lay before us, and then give us the strength and the courage to walk into the future with anticipation that what we do will last forever and ever. And might it be done for the honor and glory of the Savior that we serve. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings to our hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.